From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney and Texas Governor Rick Perry took the gloves off again during a Tea Party-sponsored debate in Tampa, Florida this evening. The two were sparring shortly after the debate began on CNN over the issue of Perry's previous comparison of Social Security to a Ponzi scheme. Perry answered by saying he is not calling for an end to Social Security.
The people who are on Social Security today need to understand something. Slam dunk guaranteed that program is going to be there in place for those individuals that are moving towards being on Social Security. That program is going to be there for them when they arrive there.
Tonight's debate is the second time in less than a week the two current frontrunners, Perry and Romney, have clashed. The pair shared a stage with Michelle Bachmann, Ron Paul, Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum, John Huntsman, and Herman Cain. Just as they did 10 years ago, hours after the 9/11 terror attacks, members of Congress assembled on the front steps of the Capitol this evening. But as NPR's David Wellner reports, there was less of a sense of unity among lawmakers this time.
On the evening of September 11th, a decade ago, members of Congress from both parties broke out in a cathartic and unifying rendition of a patriotic standard.
God bless America, my home, sweet.
10 years later, lawmakers again gathered on the Capitol's east steps. This time, a military band was on hand, and one of its members led the singing.
My home, sweet home.
But rather than lingering to visit as they did 10 years ago, lawmakers quickly abandoned the steps to return to the legislative battles inside the Capitol. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Authorities in Sweden arrested four men on terrorism charges over the weekend. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, the men are suspected of having ties to an al-Qaeda affiliate in Somalia.
Details about the alleged plot in Sweden are sketchy. Court documents say the four men are being interrogated on suspicion of preparing a terrorist act. About 400 people were evacuated from an art center in Gothenburg, Sweden, in connection with the arrests. Swedish investigators suspect the men could have links to a Somali group called Al-Shabaab. If links to Shabaab prove true, it would mark the first time the group has launched an attack outside of Africa. Traditionally, Shabaab has focused its efforts on Somalia and the transitional government there. The group wants to turn Somalia into an Islamic state. Shabaab claimed responsibility for bombing a World Cup soccer match gathering in Uganda last year. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Bank of America has now made it official in terms of how many jobs the company plans to cut. The Charlotte-based bank today saying it will axe around 30,000 positions as it looks to save an estimated $5 billion annually by 2014. Stocks, after at one point tumbling on concerns about Greece's debt crisis, turned the other way near the close. The Dow was up 68 points. The Nasdaq gained 27 points today. This is NPR. An explosion at a nuclear waste disposal facility in southern France has left at least one person dead and injured four others. Authorities say there was no radioactive leak. However, critics are calling on the country to rethink how it deals with nuclear facilities. The explosion occurred at a plant about 20 miles from the city of Avignon. One of the injured suffered severe burns. France's nuclear agency says it was able to bring the situation under control. France is the world's most nuclear-dependent country, with 58 facilities providing roughly three-quarters of that country's electricity. U.S. musicians receive royalties for 100 years after a song has been recorded. Their European counterparts get dues for only about half that length of time. But as Larry Miller reports, with the rights to so many classic songs set to expire in the next few years, a hard push for an extension has paid off.
The rights to this song by The Who were set to expire in just 4 years, well before the next generation. Also set to expire soon, songs by the Rolling Stones, Beatles, ABBA, and recordings by less well-known musicians who rely on the trickle of royalties to pay for their old age. The EU agreed to their tune, extending the copyright on sound recordings to 70 years. The new law also creates a fund to pay musicians who long ago signed away their rights. Another provision prevents songs being used in advertising without the artist's permission.
It's a rich man's world.
For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Crude oil futures prices closed higher today. The price of crude up 63 cents a barrel to end the session at $87.87 a barrel in the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.